We're going to be completing Siman Reish Aleph tonight, Yemitz Hashem. Halachas, which are not only relevant to benching, it's relevant to many other halachas. We're going to see a fascinating Mishnah Berurah, Seif Katan, Yud Gimel as well. And completing the Siman Reish Aleph. That will lead us then indeed to Siman Reish Beis, which is a new topic altogether, which is the topic of Siman Reish Beis, Hilchas Pekas HaPeiros, which is the Siman that a person needs to know if he wants to know which brachas to make. If you're ever confused which brachas you make on nuts, if you're ever confused about which brachas you make on, what brachas you make on various, is that mezonis, is that, or whatever it may be, on the actual manufactured foods and everything. So that's Siman Reish Beis. And that's what we're going to be learning in Mitzvah next. So that's very much a new topic that is following in Birkas Hamazon. That's Hilchas Birkas HaPeiros. That's Siman Reish Beis. Okay. So, right. We discussed yesterday the relevant halachas in regards to who should actually bench Mezuman. We spoke about the person who benches, who is Moitzi others. We spoke about the Balabais or the Ireach. We spoke about the halacha of an Ireach. It reminds me of a story that Reb Gideon showed me a little while ago. Just when we talk about the Birkas HaReach, you showed me a very interesting story. Please allow me to share the story that you showed me in the story of the Heilige of the Brisker Rav, Zichroni Livracha, who is well known to have been a very great Machmir. Heilige Brisker Rav, Zichroni Livracha. Such a great Machmir, is known as a Machmir, as a Tzaddik. And the Brisker Rav went, I believe, to Reb Chaim Oiz's house as he was journeying and traveling away from Litter, and he went to Eretz Yisrael. Biskov survived and he escaped just in the nick of time. He escaped and he visited Reb Chaim Oizer's house. And Reb Chaim Oizer was he was the de facto Rav of Vilna. And the Poisek Hadoy, and the Brisker Rav visited him, and he was in fact Mechol HaMoed Pesach. Don't remember the details. Why was Dafka Mechol HaMoed Pesach? But he was Mechol HaMoed Pesach. He visited him. He had a short visit, and he drank a coffee there, and after leaving, he walked out, and on his way out, he turned the corner, and after turning the corner, do you remember the story? He was spitting away. And his entourage, I think it was his son, Reb David, I believe, or maybe another of his sons, asked him, "Why are you doing that? Why are you spitting away like this?" And he replied, and he said as follows, he said, "You know, by us in Brisk, we're Machmir, we're Machmir not to have sugar, not to have manufactured sugar over on Pesach. There was a Chumrah that, the Makor of the Chumrah, I believe, is because of flour may not be recognized within the sugar. It's all the similar kind of texture and similar kind of. So sometimes in Bristol and Machmir, I don't think this chumrah still exists nowadays. But not to have manufactured sugars at all over Pesach. But he said that when I was by the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, Reb Chaim Oizer, he offered me a coffee, and no way I could say no. As a guest, how can I say no to the Heilige Reb Chaim Oizer? I can't be a great Machmir. I can't say no. Reb Chaim Oizer is Matir something, and this is in Vilna, that's his city, that's his place. I can't, if he offers me something, I can't say no to it. It's true, my whole life I never had manufactured sugars over Pesach, but here I am, Reb Chaim Oizer's house. I can't be Machmir, I can't be stringent in front of Reb Chaim Oizer. Hence, I drank it, but now that I've left the house and there's no more offense and there's no more feelings involved, no emotions that could chasron hurt him. Now that I've gone past his house, now I can see that I can still feel within my saliva a bit of sweetness from the sugar, and therefore I'm obligated to spit it out. I'm spitting it out just not to swallow any more sugar than necessary. I think the beauty of this story is, first of all, the Brisker Rav, I think, because Brisker Rav was known to be such a machmir, but he's not going to be machmir on somebody else's cheshbon. If it's feeling that it's hurting somebody else's feelings, Reb Chaim Oizer, no doubt, would understand it. Reb Chaim Oizer wasn't somebody that wouldn't understand the concept of a chumrah. Reb Chaim Oizer wasn't somebody that wouldn't appreciate the chumrah of the Brisker Rav. Nevertheless, he still felt there's going to be a certain pekiah, a certain certain shtech that he's machmir and Abraham Moses is not machmir. So he decided to be not to be machmir on somebody else's cheshbon. He wouldn't eat. He wouldn't say no. I'm not having sugar on Pesach. I'm not a machmir. And that of course shows us the relationship dynamics how an Ariach should treat his balabais. Right. Siv Beis, do you remember? You showed it to me, Reb Gideon. You showed it to me. Yeah. Siv Beis. Who is first? Who is first? If you have to mechabit somebody, you have on one hand a Talmud Chacham who is from is a Yisraeli, a Yisrael, and alternatively you've got a Kohen who is a great Hamoretz. Who should you give the cover to benching? Kohen Hamoretz or Yisrael Talmud Chacham? Imagine. Well, who would you give it to? Two people, you've got a great Hamoretz, first class Hamoretz, according to all opinions, happens to be a Kohen. And you've got a great Talmud Chacham on the other side of the table. Who is better? Who deserves more cover? Hamoretz can't bench. Did we see Hamoretz can't bench? Not aware of that. Hamoretz. Somebody who's not Hogun, we learned. Not sure. But the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Lo yakdim Chacham Yisrael. L'koyin ha-ma'oretz. Do not give. Chacham Yisrael shouldn't come before a koyin ha-ma'oretz. Levoich lefonov to bench before him. Derech choyk u'mishpat kohuna. Avol lo says loy ha-chacham rishos sheivorech. You can give to a chacham the permission that he should bench. Hem b'kachlum, there's no problem. Mishneh Berurah says, as Mishneh Berurah explains, if cotton ches. What it is exactly? Lo yaktim. Ve'amrinam be'gemora. The Gemara explains that du bichlal masni ay oavu moves. Shemasni is a toire bifnei amoin. Masni es a toire bifnei amoin. You lower down the level of the toire publicly. Sheyomu she'enuch shuvu kol kach biroisam. People will say that the toire is not so chashuv biroisam when they see shachacham that the chacham is less worthy. Shofel is less worthy. Is more degraded level. Lifnei before hamoretz hamoretz. The Avshu Kohen, although he's a Kohen, Malas HaToyra, the greatness, the level of Torah is Gdoila is greater, Mimalas HaKohuna, from the level of Kohuna. So you can't degrade Torah. Yes, he's a Yisrael, but he's a Talmid Chacham. You can't, by giving the Kohen the benching, you are automatically degrading the Torah. You can't do that. You can't do that publicly. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Lo yakdim chacham Yisrael lekoyin amoretz levoich lefoch derech choyk umishpat kohuna." Because of choyk, the laws and the of kohuna, you can't. That doesn't override somebody. It doesn't override somebody to override a Talmid Chacham. It doesn't override. She's a Kohen, that's very nice, but it doesn't push away Talmid Chacham. However, Allah says lo Chacham reshus shevorech en bekach klum. But if there's a specific permission granted, that would be different. Reshus roitz loyma en bze pchisus erech la Talmid Chacham. There is no degrading involved if there's explicit permission involved. He says, if you're asking explicit permission, you can get away with it. You're asking Talmud Chacham, do you mind? Would we, if we honor the coin over here, Talmud Chacham is going to say, that's fine, perfectly in order, go for it, sure. So if you ask for explicit permission, there's no degrading of Torah involved, and that's fine, and that's acceptable. However, if you've just got over here a Kohen on the one hand, you've got Yisrael on the other hand, and the Yisrael is of a great Talmud Chacham, you can't just by default go to the Kohen and say, okay, Kohen, you go for it. Please, can I be mechabed you? You can't do that, because you're degrading the Torah. Yeah. No, it means the way it's read is as follows: Lo yakdim chacham Yisrael lekoyin am oretz levorech lefonov derech choyk umishpat kohuna. If you're doing this, you shouldn't do that derech choyk umishpat kohuna. for the reason of Mishpat Kohuna. Don't do that. Lo yakdim chacham leYisrael. Lo yakdim chacham Yisrael lekoyin amoritz avoch nevodei choyk Mishpat Kohuna. In other words, don't let Kohuna override chokhma. Aval, but los is lo chokhm reshus shevorech. But if there is explicit permission grant, the chokhm gives explicit permission. Emikach kum, there is no problem. Look at the hemshach. Aval koin tamit chokhm. But if there is a koin etamit chokhm, mitzvah laktimoy. If then of course he is better than anybody else. Koyin Talmid Chacham, that's of course the best. Mitzvah Laktimoy, then! And there, you're gonna have the mitzvah to be Maktim. Jenema, the Kiddashtoy. That's when the concept of Kiddashtoy applies. Yes, the Pasuk does say you should be Maktim. You should, the first rite comes to a Koyin. That's true. The Kiddashtoy. You should sanctify the Koyin. You should show him. You should show that he's a Kohen and he's Kodosh. Liftoy Achishin, you should be first. Levoy Achishin, and to bench first. But that only applies, I will Kohen Talmid Chacham Mitzvah Lakdimoy. That means if they are both on an equal Chachma, then you're gonna go to the Kohen. But if the Yisrael is on a superior level of Chachma, then the Kiddush doesn't apply. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mitzvah Lakdimoy. Afilim Talmid Chacham Ugodl Mimenu, yeah. One second, I just want to show an earlier. Sif Kotnud Aleph, Avul Koin Talmid Chacham. If they're both Talmid Chachamim, then you should go for the Koin Talmid Chacham. Vehuadin in Simelik Sheshneim Enum Chacham, if they're both, neither of them are Talmid Chacham, if they're both quite basic, what are you going to do then? They're both quite ignorant. Who are you going to give it to? One is a Koin, one is in Israel. Who are you going to give it to? Of course, there again, you're going to give it to the Kohen. Because his soil doesn't override. He's not Talmid Chacham, doesn't override. Mitzvah Lakdimoy, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'afilim Talmid Chacham u'gadol mimenu. That's mamash interesting. What would you have said? What would you have said in the following scenario? You have got a Kohen, a Talmid Chacham. Quite a decent standing Talmid Chacham. He knows guns fine. That's the Kohen. And then you've got this in Yisrael, who is an outstanding Talmid Chacham. He's a very senior Dayan. He's a very Choshev Posek. He's Rosh Hashiva of first degree. So you've got a Kohen, who is a fasted Talmid Chacham. And then you've got the Yisrael, who is a very superior, very prominent. Who are you going to give it to then? Very nice Shaila. You're going to give it to the Kohen? As long as it's Talmid Chacham, prominent. Why is that?
Stands out.
Yeah, what if he's not a God Adoy? He's just a greater Talmid Chacham. Let me rephrase. If he's a greater Talmid Chacham than the Kohen. Talmid Chacham? Because it's not a foolish halacha. The halacha that we saw, the one equal standing, you've got to go for the Kohen. She's saying that, but I was not in pushing, I was not overriding corner. So it's not mafush. Koyen. Says the Mishnah Berurah liftoy achishin. Mitzvah Lakdimoy. Vafinu matamit chacham u gadol mimenu. Yes, you're going to go for the Koyen. Even if the Talmid Chacham is greater than him, the other one, the Yisrael is a great Talmid Chacham, nevertheless, you're going to go for the Kohen. The Ein Olaf Chiyuv Lechabtoy Machmas Mitzvahs Kiddashtoy. Moyedig Lomdish Mishneh Berurah this. Moyedig Lomdish Mishneh Berurah. There is no greater Chiyuv now to of the Ein Olaf Chiyuv Lechabtoy Machmas Mitzvahs Kiddashtoy. Mikol Mokum Toiv Shiyakdim HaKohen Lefono. Mishneh Berurah is a lomdish Mishneh Berurah. He says, because the Kohen is a Talmid Chacham, so what happens now is, you've got a Kohen, a Talmid Chacham, and then you've got a superior Talmid Chacham, who is Yisrael. He says, now that the Kohen is a Talmid Chacham, this is the person you have to be mechabed, the Kiddashtoy. You have to mechabed, is it Kohen and a Talmid Chacham. So that overrides the Yisrael. Says the Mishnah Berurah, again, the words are, fafilim Talmid Chacham gadol mimenu, de'ein olof chiyuv lechabdoi, there's no obligation now to honor the Yisrael, machmas, because mitzvahs kiddashtoi. Since there's mitzvahs kiddashtoi of the Kohen, It applies. Therefore, there is no obligation to. There is no obligation to mechabed Yisrael. Mikol makan, nevertheless, toiv sheyakdim akoyin lefonov, kiven shugam ken chochem voice kenu marich yomim. Should still be, if possible, should still give it to him because you know because of marich yomim, it's still a skola. Yeah.
I don't understand. Is this when people are eating together? Is this even if there's balabais, still has a shift to do whatever he likes.
Correct. The former. Now we're going to go to the general rule of thumb with regards to kibudim. General rule of thumb. How do you when do you have to give cover to a kohen? Obviously, when he's leaning, you need to give a kohen the first aliyah. Whenever there's a kohen present, you should give him the honor of benching. Also, if there's a kiddush that somebody's moitzi, you should give him the honor of giving kiddush. Yekidash to kol davar shebekdusha, any kodosh matter, any mitzvah matter, you should give the kind of opportunity to doing this first. Kosua poiskim, the poiskim right. Bechlal if to achish nuliyos roish hamedabrim bechol kibbutz am velidroish techila. Mishnah Berurah now brings a massive chiddush in the name of the poskim. Mishnah Berurah says it's a massive chiddush. We know that the Gemara says the kiddashtoi. Kiddashtoi is really referring to aliyah, to benching, to kiddush if necessary. You know, one person is going to be doing kiddush, you give it to the kohen. But the Mishnah Berurah now goes a step further in the name of the poskim. And he says, what's the halacha if there's a kibbutz of many people, a meeting? A committee meeting, people schmoozing around, and they have to discuss something. And everybody's got what to say, because they're Yidden. They're going to have to say something. Everybody's going to say some opinion. And they're all going to be different opinions, yeah? And you want to ask somebody to speak first. Who are you going to ask to speak first? The Mishnah Berurah says, that also goes in Mitzvah Kiddashtoi. Rabbi says it's a huge Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? Because the Gemara only talks about Mitzvah matters. When it comes to Kiddush, when it comes to benching, when it comes to Aliyah the Torah, that you give the coin the first Aliyah. Okay, but who said that when it's a random meeting, mundane matters, committee meeting, a business meeting, or whatever it may be, here also you have to give the coin who may be the most junior of all the people there. He should be the one dashing first? The answer is yes. The Kiddashtoi. It's a very big Kiddush. It's a very big Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah in the name of the poskim. Yeah.
The Chofetz Chaim brings also in, what's it called, in Avos Chesed, you know, if you're selling a field, the halacha, he says you have to bring
it, sell it to the client. So you have coin first. That's right. If there are two people to sell, yeah.
If you're offering a loan, then...
The coin comes first. Yeah.
And if it wasn't the Chofetz Chaim, I'd wonder if it was the Gate of Dover, but the point is that he was the Chofetz Chaim, so you can't say that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah. According to Mishnah Berurah, that's what it appears like. Yeah, absolutely. You should be the first one talking. I'm Magen Avram, shemetzad alimud v'kiddash to the reise. Magen Avram said it's the reise. V'lo yasmach tebal mesnei v'ndarabonon. I wonder if in the yedaba b'roish, that also is the reise. I'm not sure. As always, if a koyein wants to be mevata, it's always nice, yeah? You can be better, yeah? V'rak b'kiyas ha-toyre ni'ochol imchol, only when it comes to, v'kiyas ha-toyre, you can't be mevater, he needs to take his covet. K'del b'sim kuf lamed hei. It continues, amrinon, v'k'del b'sim kuf lamed hei, b'mishnah Berurah sif kotten tes. Amrinon b'gmora, koin yitlmono yofer rishon, when it comes to food, also you should give the koin the first portion. Tele dafke b'chavirim ha-mesub misud of its stocker. When it comes to meals, always give the koin first. Habak sha koin cholik is a shutfus. Im chavir Yisrael loy. But, okay, we'll skip this because I want to move on to Sif Gimel. Just one more point, the last two lines. Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv la'akdim alevi gam kel Yisrael. Good news for you, Reb Gideon. Good news for you. If there's no koin, or after having served the koin, second comes the levi. So he also deserves a bit more covet. Toiv la'akdim alevi gam kel Yisrael. Im shovim b'chochem v'tei ikul chochem v'vikis amozun amoy tzichem v'nesin astoke. Toiv la'akdim in oysu b'kir gam kel ifnei Yisrael. That's also a slightly disputed chiddush. That if you've got a coin, then afterwards you have to give mechaber the levi. What should us normal humans? We are just like left behind. What should we do? I mean, Yeah, so we come at the end, but we're quite used to it. We're quite used to it. It's fine. So but first the Kohen, then the Levi, then the Yisrael.
One of the Balabayas was a big Tamachokon, but the Kohen is just a normal Tamachokon.
So that halacha will be that you still give to the Kohen. You give to the Kohen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so the Mishnah's wording is Toiv lehakdim alevi gam ken Yisrael im heim shovim bechochma. Pivek es hamozen b'amotzi b'nezina stoker. He seems to be saying that the scenario that he's talking about is if there's no koyin. Yeah, but I don't know. But then he says the hamakdim on oisik gam ken bekiya by leaning. He says because that's what we find the gabel leaning as well. So by leaning there is a Kohen, and then comes second the Levi. So from the Rai of the Mishnah Berurah, it would seem that if there's a Kohen, then afterwards comes the Levi as well.
If there's no Kohen, then
you pull up Yisrael. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I'm not sure. Good question. Very good point. I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah. Okay, let's carry on. Siv Gimel. Somebody is asked to bench. If you're a guest who is being asked to bench and he refuses, says no, I don't want to. He's shortening his day by doing so. You have to accept the honor. It's not always humble to not to take an honor. It's not always why. Well, it's talking about the Nireach. You're saying that you can. Yeah, you're right. How does that fit? Rabbi Feingold asked the Kasha. He says, how can it be that you're Mekatze Yomov if a Kohen has got a right of being Moichel? How does that fit? It's a very good question. What's the answer? A person can be Moichel, we said. A Kohen can be Moichel. If he, who depends who, where does he come from?
What's the mechila? Is the mechila that he's been offered it and he says no, I don't want it. I'd like to offer it to Diane, whatever. Do you mind that I'm not offering it to you? Because then he's not refusing anything.
Yeah, that's like a very British way of an elegant way of saying actually, I want to give it to Yanim. It's very, 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 very elegant way of not giving the covered.
But I mean, it's not the cut to
Yanim. I suppose. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah puts in Tzivkot Yudala Shnoisim Lo Levorich Roitzelema Oireach Shnoisim Lo Levorich Pekes Amosn Ve'enu Mevorich Mekatsi Yomov Mishum Debedin Shoireach Mevorich Mevorich Bala Bais Kanal. It's probably not sure, Rabbi Feingold. I really don't know. It's talking about specifically an Oireach. If an Oireach is given, if you are a guest and somebody wants to give you the honor of benching, don't be all humble about it, because the Bala Bais really wants your bracha. So don't say no thanks very much and you give it, you take it. Take the benching and give the bracha, because he wants to hear your bracha. It's not nice. You want to give a bracha to the balabais. For dafki shemochna ala kois, Mishnah says it's only if you're benching ala kois. If there is no kois, then mikra din, you don't have to, but it's still better to do that. Finally, Seif Dalet, Tzorech Lachzush, Nolai Koshel Boach Levorech. One should try to seek and try to obtain a Koshel Boach for benching. It's not my Akev, but it's nice if it's possible to do so. Okay, so we learned tonight, we spoke about Kedima between the Kohen and Yisrael. We spoke about a Levi. We mentioned generally the Aloch of the Kiddashtoi. And we said that generally speaking, a Talmid Chacham is overrides a Kohen, and a person should always accept the offer. If he's an Oireach, he should accept the offer and he should bench, because otherwise Chas V'Shalom is Mekatz Yomov. But if he does, then obviously he's going to be Marich Yomov. Right, very good. Shkoyach Aboisai.